burger.
Okay, everyone, welcome to take 265. Ho, ho, ho. We do not have machine guns, but we do have our draft lists out, okay? It is our official big Christmas movie draft. It's been the year of the drafts. And so, in honor of the holiday, 'tis the season, we have Jack Ollander,
well,
Jacob
hello.
Hamblin.
Howdy.
You gotta speak in, the microphone.
Howdy. I don't, which one? There's I got two.
Okay. This feels like the Ricky Bobby moment where his hand, he's like, the car ran real good. And so, and then we also have the lovely, my wife, Becky.
Merry Christmas.
Who is the Alec Baldwin of the podcast and has co-hosted and special guest hosted the most amount of times.
Really?
Of any person.
Yay.
I think by a long shot.
Cool.
Yeah, I think by a long shot.
Cool.
But congratulations. So today is our movie draft. And since we had some slight changes, this is, as we love to do audibles, this is an audible right now. The initial draft order was going to be, what was it going to be? Me,
you
Jack,
changed it? No.
Jake, and then I believe Tyler.
No.
And Becky was going to draft with us too. So we are going to redo the order.
Oh.
Five times randomized, as we all know. Jake has been prepped. And honestly, you know, it makes it more fun to do the draft live. So
sure it does.
So
I
here
will
it is.
Say, I thought I was going fourth, and if I don't go fourth, I'm completely screwed.
Why?
I've completely prepped to go fourth.
I'm prepped to go second.
Get the worst movies?
Or second last.
Okay.
This is not good.
See.
What is our new order, Jake?
Okay, wait, what? It's the same. No, well, it's Becky, Keeks, Jake, and Jack.
Oh, literally the way we're sitting, the order we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa!
It's
like the computer knew.
It was meant to be.
That was exactly, Jake
and
wanted third, and you're fourth. Yeah.
I'm kind of mad. I wanted Jack to get, because Jack's been playing mind games with me for the past 2 weeks about this draft. I was feeling so prepared.
Well, you can still feel prepared. You're in the same order.
Doesn't matter. He's played so many games with me recently.
I got into his brain at least 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
It's bad.
And if I wasn't already, this morning, I sealed the deal.
When I saw your letterboxed, I told you not to, because, you know, you can't pick any movies that you haven't seen.
Which I didn't find out until like 3 days.
Wait,
and
I'm
I should
sorry,
have never
what?
Told him that. Oh,
when
what?
Did that happen?
That's always
I
how
texted
it's been.
Him.
It's always been that.
Never been the case.
We draft only movies we've seen.
That's never been the case.
It's always been the case.
I've been on the podcast and I have drafted movies I've never seen. No one told me this rule.
Oh, well.
I've seen like three Christmas movies.
Which was
this
me.
This is in no
until
way.
3 days ago.
There's
so if
where
we take
a lot
the
of
only
in.
Christmas movies that you guys have.
I was
right.
going to say, my list, I think I have enough to get through all
and
five rounds. But we're going to see.
I don't know.
Every
I don't know.
Every single draft, you know what, we're not going to do that. I was going to institute a time limit because every draft has a time limit. But it provides for better conversation, so we're not going to do a time limit.
Yeah, let's not, because I'm going to be on Google.
So here's how it's going to work, all right? Everyone except for Becky, I guess, is going to draft movies they have seen. It's going to go Becky, me, Jake, Jack, and that is round one. And then because it's a snake draft, to start round two, it's going to go Jack, Jake, me, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the five rounds, before we publish the podcast, we always upload our lists as a blind vote so that y'all, the sweets, can vote for it. Before we get into it, can I get any other thoughts from our guests here? How are we feeling?
I'm so excited to be here. I'm flying off the chair, as you can see. No, I really am excited to be here. Love the podcast. Love hearing Keeks and Tanner, even though he's not here. Love hearing their voices on my daily drive.
Cute.
Nothing makes me happier on my way to my job. naughty word and then job. but nothing makes my day. Makes my, especially on a Monday, man. Let me tell you. Thanks for making the I-15 traffic worth it.
Dude, you know, so funny. I travel on I-15 around the big freeway in Utah. And I started around 6. I don't hit traffic.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, when I went to that school thing a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like, I mean, I had forgotten how, like, I was like, oh, man, I hope traffic's not bad because I was running a little late. And then I hit it. I got on and I was like, oh, yeah, it's early. Never mind.
There's no one here.
Yeah, it's
no,
great.
No one gets up this early.
Jack, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I don't know how to follow what Jake just said, but I'm very happy to be on the pod. I've been waiting for a very long time. I've gotten jealous of other people getting to guest star Aaron Ashton specifically.
Coming shout out, you. Aaron.
And if it smells like farts right now, Jerry just ripped a massive fart.
I could tell.
Yeah, we just found out we've been underfeeding him, so we've started to feed him double, and it's just
doesn't know how to respond.
Yeah, and he's so happy that his tail just acts like a fan, and it blows it around. So
boy.
He's really excited. But yeah, Jake, keep going. What were you? Oh,
what are you? Turn it down?
I think just a little.
Oh, yeah, he adjusted it.
What Jerry? Happened?
Yeah.
Jerry
I mean,
did?
I mean, if he knows, he knows.
He's the he's our sound tech.
I trust him. I mean,
he's our producer.
I mean,
look at
that sweet
for the show.
You're doing such a good job producing, Jerry. We're so proud of you.
If Jerry was the sound engineer on set, I would have no doubts.
This is his like dry run, his
the
interview.
Look just, yeah. The look he just gave me after saying that, it gives me concern because he's like, I wouldn't trust myself.
Was it like crazy eyes
it
with his
like,
tongue
oh,
out?
Okay.
Baby.
Becky, how do you feel before we start?
You know, the way I found out yet again that I was going to be on this podcast was Kiko posting on his story saying we're really excited to do this podcast and have this draft. And I was like, this was a mistake. You accidentally tagged me. And he's like, nope, you're on it. So I should have prepped earlier, but I started about 15 minutes ago. And I don't know Christmas movies. I don't know them. And I don't know that I'm the biggest fan of Christmas movies. So my first reaction was just to see if I could draft the worst possible draft. But then I was like, no one in your target audience would like even remotely vote for it because of irony.
No, they would because it's so weird. They'd be like, who did this one? And you would win.
I'll be honest.
I don't think so.
I'm going to be honest. The hot take, the eye draft, Tanner, I love you, but Keith, man. Also, the B draft, everyone's been giving you crap about the Big Fat Liar thing. I still think it was a great draft, and I still think Big Fat... Who cares? Big Fat Liar's a great movie. You had a great... I voted for you, and I was honestly kind of mad that you didn't win either of those two.
I know that one of them I lost by, like, one vote, and it was really upsetting. And I think it was... It might have been A or B. I don't remember. But those ones were close. Since then, most of the drafts have been kind of a wash.
Well, now that you told me that, I have access to my work Instagram account. And maybe I'll just go sway the results a little bit. There, you might
by one vote.
You might see, you might see Zag in there giving you a little bit of an opinion.
Come March Movie Madness, a couple years ago, we did Best Movie Franchises. And Becky and Aaron Ashton basically cooked the books and just told everyone, vote for Lord of the Rings! And that's why it won. And
okay,
Star
but
Wars
it would
lost.
Have won anyway.
Debatable.
I don't think
which
so.
Which is why we're here.
I don't think, which is why we're here. Christmas. Yeah. This is the way.
Honestly, though, me and Becky, we just celebrated 5 years of marriage.
We did.
And are only so thankful. Well, thank
cheers.
You.
Yay.
Big
cheers.
Cheers.
Seriously.
The only point of contention in our marriage is Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
What is it?
The Last Jedi in the sequel, specifically.
Man.
It actually really is.
It gets pretty heated.
Because one of you like it, one of you hate it.
I hate it.
Wait,
what
do you
passionately.
Hate?
Don't get us started because we...
Oh, dang it.
It. We would last for a long time, and we have had some, like, very long discussions where neither of us, like, we grow further apart through these discussions.
All right. I won't ask.
We want six years.
We want 6 years to happen.
Yeah.
I know. And it's not worth it. They're just such garbage that, like, it's not worth it.
Okay, I think it's time we get to the draft now.
I know. It's time to get into Christmas
magic.
All right,
so,
quit stalling.
With the first pick
I'm
in the 2023 Christmas draft. Is Becky Brow Adcock. What is your first pick in our draft?
It's going to have to be Elf. That's
that's
one of the only ones I've seen. And yeah, you can probably expect that was going to happen.
Okay.
Solid pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's a little overrated, in my opinion. Not going to lie. And I know that's going to upset a lot of people. I think it's a great movie. I think it's overplayed too much. And then, yeah.
It is played a lot.
So I'm actually, to chime in on my end, mm-hmm. we were rewatching it. Will Ferrell does not nail some moments that he should nail. But I think for all intents and purposes, top three Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's fun. It's
good. Okay. So with the number two, I'm taking the one that should be number one, and that is Home Alone.
Okay. Unpopular opinion. Oh. Don't care about Home Alone.
Okay. See, I can respect that since you have the same... I have the thing about Elf, but Home Alone
Well, I grew up and I never saw it. I didn't watch it until I was an adult. Really? And then I was like, I don't understand and I don't care.
A movie
that that's what happened.
Christmas, because I didn't celebrate it. I'm quoting Dwight from The Office with the golden ticket idea. A movie that fetishized candy would have made no sense to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, that's... We've got Elf and Home Alone are off the board. Jake, what do we got?
This is really where my draft starts.
that bugs me. You're playing my kazoo? Because part of me, I had a plan. I thought I was going to do everything, especially knowing that Jack hadn't watched a few Christmas movies. And I was like, oh, he's not going to pick the... But then he went and watched one of them today. Now I'm really scared.
But you have a chance to choose it.
But but here's the thing. I know from some people, they're like, it's not the greatest Christmas movie. But personally, because I know what you do is you pick like your personal favorite like at the end.
Yeah.
But I still think this is a good Christmas movie. And I think a lot of people do love it. I just think it might compared to Elf. Elf, I think, is going to be top pick. Anyway, I've been talking too long. I'll just get right to it. I'm picking my favorite Christmas movie, which is Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon?
Yep.
Okay.
As opposed to the other Christmas Vacation one.
Is there another one?
Well, there's the Summer Vacation, Euro Vacation, Vegas Vacation.
RV.
And they're all not great. Summer Vacation's okay, but
I've heard the first one.
Vacation, the Summer Vacation. It's fun. Christmas Vacation though, hilarious. I blame my dad and my family. I just watch it every year. I think it's the funniest thing ever. I don't know. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, long time ago, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, every year around this time, just whenever I'm with my family and I somehow get picked to say the prayer. One of the things I still do, and it's a huge laugh around my family, even though I consistently do it every year, and I'm surprised I still get this big of a reaction from it, is when they ask me to say the prayer, I start singing the national anthem.
It's
the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
And my mom thinks it's the funniest thing ever, and it's that one, it's a joke that a grandpa would say to just he knows that he's going to get a reaction from, his wife, even though it's, it's stupid. And it's just, that one thing, he can hold on to.
Gets the twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, this is the one thing I can hold on to around the Christmas time, is being able to say the Pledge of Allegiance during a family prayer moment and getting a few chuckles out of it.
Out of a otherwise very somber moment of the night.
Yeah, so...
Everyone knows it now, and it's, play the hits.
Exactly. But, yeah, Christmas Vacation, screw you, Jack. thanks for making me, because I originally wasn't sure if I was going to pick this as my number one. And depending on what you pick for these next two, I might be a mad boy.
So this is the best part of the draft, I think. Going first or last is really nice because you get two picks in a row. For so sure. To end round one, what is your pick, Jack?
I'm not going to screw Jake's life over. Well, I was only playing mind games.
What did you think of Christmas Vacation then?
Christmas Vacation was fine. I didn't think it was fantastic. There were some great moments.
It's funny.
But my letterbox review I left for Jake is bait.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Worked perfectly.
Mental warfare.
Yeah. And now, now my four and five are... I would not have picked it. Not even in my five. I'm so sorry that you picked it.
I wasn't going to pick it either. Yeah.
I have so many regrets.
I told a week ago. We started this draft a week ago.
Four more rounds. Four more picks.
Four more.
All right. So, for my first pick, I'm gonna do the Holdovers.
Oh, I knew that. Wow. I knew that.
Okay.
Because it's new.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone who has seen it including myself, I feel like has loved it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's fantastic. And I think in like 5 years, it's going to be on a lot of people's kind of rewatch list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and right now, just because it's new, might not be whatever, but we're doing the whole
first. I respect that, though, because it was on my list, though.
With my five pick.
This is interesting.
My
second. Oh, okay. The fifth of the draft.
Okay, gotcha.
Apologies. I'm going to do Die Hard.
Dang it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang
it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Die Hard.
Are you going to accept that? Don't you... do you think
it's a Christmas movie? So, here's my opinion. Here's my opinion.
It's a Christmas movie, Erwin.
I think that to constitute a Christmas movie is it must have some sort of holiday cheer. And I feel like it starts off throughout. I feel like it starts off with the holiday cheer, but it does not carry it through the tone of the film.
In the middle, sure, but at the end, everything's nice and good again.
You know what's funny? This was going to be my second pick, and I came prepared. If you need it, I can open up my notes. I had a whole, like, I was expecting pushback from Keeks. And I had like a whole like, let me tell you why Die Hard's a Christmas movie. And if you need that, I can definitely get in there. I'm a little upset that you took it.
I agree that it's a Christmas movie. Obviously, I took it second. But mostly, I just love that in the middle of a Christmas day, my family usually just watches a lot of movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like having a nice little action movie right in the middle of the day.
Makes sense.
Break up the Christmas vibes.
Yeah. I have one that I might take near the end of the draft that is, I think, in a very similar vein.
I have a couple that I'm saving towards the end because they are debatable Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. That I'm just kind of seeing what other people pick and where the draft lands.
Yeah.
That I might have to pull some of those out, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Jake, with the second pick of the second round.
Oh, man. I am so... That hurt. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt right now, guys.
Especially you were the one that was begging us to go watch Die Hard for like the last 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
And we finally went and watched it last Tuesday.
I know.
So, yeah, that's tough.
You would have picked it, though, probably. Regardless.
Oh, Die Hard?
Yeah.
He just wants attention.
I mean, if it had gotten back to me, I for sure would have taken it.
Yeah, but I was...
Yeah, it wouldn't have gotten back to you.
I don't think it would have,
no,
though.
It
in six
have.
More picks, not worth.
Yeah.
You know what's sad about this?
What?
I might vote for you at this point.
Let's go!
I might vote for your draft.
You haven't heard my other... It doesn't get much better than this. That was my...
All right.
That's my hope... Are those two picks that
okay.
can hopefully they can carry me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're questionable to be as key players here.
I'm wondering if my next one is one of the questionable ones because in my head it kind of well no it's not. I mean it's and it's funny enough I was not planning on picking it. I honestly kind of forgot about it until Jack mentioned it at work a few days ago, and I was like, oh yeah, that is a so. For my number two pick, yeah, screw you, Jack. I'm picking The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right,
that's
you got me.
One.
You got me, Meg. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I usually, this is also a weird, I usually watch it Thanksgiving time because it's right in the middle between Halloween and Christmas. But I watch it Thanksgiving.
When I was a kid, I always hoped that they were going to make sequels to it, but with the other doors.
Yo, same. Yeah. There's still time.
Seriously, Tim Burton.
There needs to
like,
be
I legit, after I first watched it as a kid, I remember going, okay, where are
now
the
what?
Movies?
Where's the next?
And my mom's like, there are no other movies. I'm like, well, what about the other doors? You're telling me that no one brings that
no
up
No one
again?
Checked out any of the other doors?
We got the Easter Bunny in that one scene when they came back with the Easter Bunny. Well, hold on. I want to, like, let's
what
go
door,
back
though?
To this.
What door do you want?
Does Henry and...
I think either the Shamrock or the
like
Turkey
one. Like a St. Patrick's Day Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, there's a lot of lore here. There's a lot of lore that hasn't been explored yet. You just know
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't a bunch of movies, like a TV show. I don't know.
Some shorts?
That'd be interesting. Yeah, shorts. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it also provides us with a new skin for Haunted Mansion during those holidays.
There you go.
For sure.
Disney could really profit
Henry Selick, here's our call to action. Get some storyboards going for the Nightmare Before
Shamrock Shakes.
Leprechaun Day. What's the name of that holiday?
St. Patrick's Day.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like you'd have to, I don't know. I don't know what the day would be. See, so I'm very pleased because I got left with probably what is the Christmas movie that I watched the most growing up, and that is A Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and I'm sense. Really excited because I know Becky's not going to take either of the ones that I want to pick next. So that's feeling really good for me. I know specifically one she's absolutely not taking.
I don't like a whole lot of Christmas movies, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you're going based off instinct now. You're not going based off best. You're just kind of going off the list.
Off what I like?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You're right. I am also going off the list.
He's trying to talk.
Jerry, what would you like to say?
All right.
Who you voting for?
Down.
So, I am going to choose Love Actually.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And
that's a strong pick.
Gremlins.
Sheesh.
I knew you were gonna pick that after I saw your review for it. I saw your review for that idea. And when I found out you were in this, I was like, that Becky's gonna choose that.
Of course.
After reading your review for it, I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I didn't even put it on my list because I knew you would pick
really?
It. I knew it. I didn't even bother because I knew you would pick a movie.
You're right.
And I respect that. Thank you for staying true to yourself.
Honestly, of course.
Becky has a very strong list right now.
Uh-huh.
Very, very strong list. Which, you know, yep. I had a couple that I wanted to pick, but I'm going to go with this one because I think it's more of a recent holiday classic. Netflix's original animated film, Klaus.
Damn.
That's a good one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Excellent. Great movie. It's one I think everyone has watched and really enjoys now. Kind of more of a modern classic favorite. And so I'm really fingers crossed that the movie that I want after this is still here. And I don't think anyone's taking my last pick. So
I'm betting Klaus? On two movies that I am like literally manifesting no one else takes. And they're both super weird. So I don't think anyone will. But I'm hoping. I'm really
Klaus
hoping
this. Klaus is what I was hoping to be able to take this pick. First pick.
Was Klaus?
Yeah.
Oh.
The lady giving me a haircut just before this, she said that, funny enough, I was, because she was like, what are you doing? And I don't want to be awkward and just sit there and not talk, so, you know. I was obligated to talk to this person. And I asked her what her favorite Christmas movie was, tell her what we're doing. She said Klaus.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to watch it.
Dude, how sick was that when someone's like, what are you doing tonight? You're like, I'm gonna
recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go pod tonight.
She was like, you got any fun Christmas plans? I was like, speaking of which, let me tell you.
You see this shirt here.
Sweet Film Talk a little bit was talking about the pod, telling them like, yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
Over 265 episodes, man.
Hope she listens.
I told her to go give it a listen. She didn't get out her phone when I said the name, so probably not. So a little mad.
And 5 stars.
Salty. Maybe I go back to the... Maybe I shouldn't have tipped her as much. Dang it. All right. I don't know what to do because... I was feeling really strong that I would get Christmas Vacation, Die Hard, and then Nightmare Before Christmas. So I feel like I really gotta like. I thought I knew what I was gonna pick for this next one, and I want to do it just for the sake of like me.
Yeah. Stay true.
You're
to
like,
you.
Yeah, do it.
Stay
so
true
I can
to
lose.
You. No, stay true to you.
Yeah, but I want to win.
Okay.
But who's to say that by being yourself, you're not going to win? I think this is a very good theme for the podcast.
True.
Today.
Yeah. Some Christmas theme right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I might go with it. This next one, and Jack probably knows what I'm going to pick.
I think I know too.
It's a great movie. Obviously, you would hope my picks are great. You would think.
So far.
This one, I feel like, doesn't get as much love. It's probably my favorite telling of it because there's multiple different styles of it. It's my personal favorite because it's pretty true to the book. And I think the book is one of the best written stories I've ever read. And that's A Christmas Carol.
Yep.
The Jim Carrey one specifically is the one I'm talking about. The anime one by... Robert Zemeckis?
Yeah, during his gimmicky 2000s.
But this one isn't bad compared to the Polar Express.
Yikes. I hope no one is choosing that jump scare. Jack's like, that was my next one. I'm totally not choosing that.
But also, it's nostalgia. Me and my sister. Yeah. Me and my sister watch it every Christmas Eve. Cute. We start it. Bell rings at the very end of the movie, it turns midnight and becomes Christmas.
Cute.
And we've done that the last handful of years, and we do it to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, but also it's just a great time.
Because Tom, what's his name, is literally Tom every Hanks character. Is
everyone. Yeah. Tom Hanks is playing like an 8-year-old child.
Yeah. From Christmas Carol. Jim Carrey is he's the Ghost of Christmas Past and present, Scrooge, and then Gary Oldman is playing Jacob Marley and Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
And then you have Colin Firth. It's a great cast. It's a great, Jim Carrey gives it all. I mean, you get Jim Carrey and he's gonna, it's awesome. I feel like I have to sell it because I feel like you go to the Letterboxd, it's got an average, like it's good.
Yeah.
But I feel like it doesn't get as much love as it should because it's really good.
The animation of it is fantastic.
It's really fun. I mean, there's the beginning is something that I used as a style for Till Death for like what I wanted to do for the beginning transition for the movie.
That's powerful.
And because I just remember seeing it in theaters as a kid, and I was like, this is awesome. This is, and I think this is the only. Or like the first thing, I wouldn't say it's only, but it's probably the first movie I had went and watched and I had actually read the material before I saw the movie. And so it was cool to watch it because I had seen a bunch of other like Christmas carols and like, I was like, oh, and after I read the book, I was kind of like, oh, this is a, kind of like, these are different. These aren't like exactly like the source material. And that was my first time I kind of found out like, that's weird. You're telling me that movies don't stick to the source material? Like, to me as a kid was like, how could they do that? Why would they do, like, do you think they do that to the Harry Potter, like, stuff? Like, I didn't know that.
And then you read The Shining and watched The Shining and threw the book through a window.
Yeah. So, for me to watch this one, I remember going, oh, they that's in the book. Yeah, so it was real cool.
Bob Hoskins in it.
Yeah.
Shouts out Bob Hoskins, also Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It's great. Totally recommend.
Okay. Jack, what is your next pick?
It's really downhill for me from here.
That's good. That's good.
I do have a question, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we in... What's the time limit that we classify a movie as here?
Ooh.
Like, some of the like,
classic... So, like, Rudolph classic reindeer.
Like, animated. Short film kind of thing.
Some of them are like 20 minutes. Some of them are like 40 minutes.
Those count. Those count.
Are we just counting those as those will work?
For sure. Those count.
Yeah. We'll count. I say it counts.
Then
we need a 3/5 majority. So, Jake, what do you think? Do you think it counts?
What was the title again?
Do you think just like
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, I think they are. Like,
you can count those. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, because, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the sake of my draft, yes.
That's what I was figuring.
Then great. Then I will take with my third pick, Frosty the Snowman.
Nice.
Cute. Oh wow,
that's a fun one.
Not gonna lie, probably the least of those ones for me.
Frosty the Snowman was one that I was obsessed with as a kid. I would watch it all the time, every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one? We're talking about like the old, like 2D one. Not
super
the,
old. Okay. Yeah. Uh huh.
Happy birthday!
That one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the like other like? I feel like there was like a bunch of spinoffs. I remember having these DVDs of them.
Yeah,
like,
there were.
There was like one where it's like Frosty the Snowman like during the summer or something. I don't know. I had it.
There are a handful of other Frosties that are definitely not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The Jack very Frost. First original one.
Y'all remember Jack Frost? Michael Keaton.
Oh yes, it's so funny. It's on my list. It's not. I'm not gonna probably pick it, but if anyone picks it, mad respect because it's a fun movie. I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh gosh.
I think we might need more than 5 rounds. I think we might need
more than 5.
There's a lot of Christmas movies.
I'd be down.
I'd be down.
The best part about this would be like getting to like 15 rounds where we're having to pick like bullcrap, like
terrible movies.
Yeah, terrible ones.
We do. Oh, gosh, we do, I did not 12, prep.
12 Days of Christmas, 12 Picks and Drive. Yeah. Kidding, don't do 12.
Wait, stop at 12. There's 24 days before Christmas.
And all right. There are 25 days. Christmas is the 25th day of the month, so maybe we just go all out.
I say we extend it. Maybe a little bit.
Let's look at it once we get all the way
through. We'll see where we get to five. And see
Jack,
how
what are we thinking?
Oh, gosh.
Truly an all over the board. We have an R-rated drama, an R-rated action film, and then animated Frosty the Snowman.
Everyone's drafts have been really good so far. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been really
fun. I think this is going to be hard because I feel like a wide variety of people have different favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going to depend on, like, everyone's pick. Like, even, combined. Like, here's the thing. Yeah. I feel like if someone sees their favorite, they might still pick for that. Like, I don't know. I'm
just
hoping
one movie
really,
might take
really
it.
Really close with everyone. Yeah. That would be really cool. Yeah. Then again, after the B and I draft, I have little faith for that now. Because I'm like, what?
All right. What?
I think I'm going to take...
There's a couple I'm shocked have not gone yet.
Me too.
I'm going to take...
I wonder if you're going to take one of them. I bet you will.
I'm debating which one to take.
I'm going to take The Muppet Christmas.
Oh! Hour.
That's what Kiko wanted.
Gosh!
Kiko loves
the
Muppets.
I've never seen it, actually.
No, shut it.
I don't like any of the Muppet movies. They're not good. I watched recently the Treasure Island one, and I was like, why am I sitting here watching this?
Michael Caine. Sir Michael Caine as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Here's the thing. I love Christmas Carol. Like, any of... Like, maybe it's worth... Maybe I'll give it a watch.
Statler and Waldorf are Bob Mar... Like, Jacob and Robert Marley or whatever they are. We're Marley and Marley.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
Is Kermit
Jack,
in it?
Yes, of course.
Who is he?
Who is he?
He's the father of Tiny Tim.
Bob Cratchit.
Cratchit, yeah.
Good for Kermit.
And then you have tomorrow off. And then you have Rizzo and Gonzo
like
are like the narrators the whole time.
Nice.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's topical. It's great.
Topical.
Yeah. Okay. It's hot.
Aren't all of these topical? Isn't that the idea of the draft?
Sure.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
what do we got?
I feel like I should do this first. What did you... You did A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life.
It's
a classic. It's long, but it's great. It's a great story.
I can't believe you guys are letting me take this one.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That's the one I was going to choose.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's what I was originally going to do.
Now that is the true question.
Animated or Jim Carrey, yeah.
I have 96
or when did it come 70? Out? 2000?
Wait, the animated one is not 96.
It's not?
The animated one is like, I think from the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think most people would say the animated one, but I feel like I grew up watching the live-action one more, so I'm going to say I'm taking the live-action Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
All right. I respect that.
Yeah,
I think,
feel like
you're
that's
it's
a
best.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. I'm just really hoping Becky doesn't take my last one.
I can almost guarantee I will not.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be able to get Muppets. I didn't think that Jack was going to take it. I wasn't sure if you would.
See,
I thought it would come back around.
I felt like I needed to take A Christmas Carol something.
Sure.
And I was going to take the Jim Carrey animated one.
So you finished it today. What?
Awesome. Fantastic.
Wait, the Benedict Cumberbatch one?
No. The Jim Carrey.
Oh, Christmas Carol.
The one that he took right before me.
Got it.
I was
you
probably
going
to take it on this round if he hadn't.
Good.
Which then went, okay, I got to take Muppet Christmas Carol then.
Makes sense. Okay. Are y'all...
I'm excited for you. I'm really excited for you.
What are the next two?
I'm laughing purely because I'm going to make people that want to vote for Elf also vote not for Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, no!
Yep. It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
My camera's
so blurry.
So, yeah, so I'm choosing that one.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Choosing that one as my fourth, and then my fifth will be Jingle All the Way.
That's solid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's fun. That's a funny... With what? Turbo Man.
Turbo Man!
Turbo Man.
Yes!
Yeah.
Turbo Man. Yeah. So, that's it.
Okay. I'm posting this on the story so that we can all reshare it so all the sweets can look at... The fourth round, I believe? It's into the fourth round?
Into our last picks,
yeah,
right?
Into our last picks right now. So
possibly.
I'm possibly last picks. Okay, so I'm going to take this one because it is like a staple at my house. I have watched this movie every Christmas since I remember seeing it on PBS for the very first time. It's also probably one of my favorite animated TV shows. One of my favorite TV shows of all time, and that is Arthur's Perfect Christmas.
What?
I knew you were going to choose it.
Yeah, so what did you pick? You picked Eyes Wide Shut. What was the next one you picked?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. I stand by both.
No, as you should. As you should. And here's the thing. I don't think anyone was going to pick Arthur's Perfect Christmas, but this is in the spirit of my zags for my last pick. I always kind of pick like
Big Fat Liar's not a zag.
One. It's not. And it's honestly, not. Neither is Freaky Friday. Neither is most of mine that I've picked. Mm-hmm. And Arthur's Perfect Christmas is just, it's...
This might be the zag.
Yeah.
For me.
Here's the thing. It's got a great, it's like 60 minutes long, it's got some great lessons, and it's got this running bit where, because you guys saw Arthur as a kid, right?
Yeah. What?
The aardvark?
Yeah.
I was about to say, are you talking about Arthur?
Yeah.
Is it the child's Arthur?
The yeah.
There's a Christmas movie?
Yes, the yeah. aardvark.
Yeah. Binky Barnes, the hippo, has a running bit throughout where he's trying
Steven
to make...
Crowder?
Wait, Binky's a hippo?
No, Steven Crowder was Brain.
Oh, Brain.
He was Brain between season 7 and 8.
Yeah, wait, Binky's a hippo?
Jake's he's a hippo. Reaction.
I always wondered what he was.
Yeah.
Really.
And his running gag is he's trying to make a Christmas dessert and he keeps messing them up. So he makes like a pecan pie and doesn't shell the pecans. He makes banana bread and doesn't peel the bananas. And everyone eats the desserts and they're like, spit it out. Like, did you peel the bananas, Binky? And he's like, oh, peel bananas. And I just always thought that Arthur was such like a, I don't know, it felt like it was always like not really a kid's show, even though it was made for kids. There was a lot of great moments in it. So Arthur's Perfect Christmas, that Damn. One's for my family. And I think also my last picks are subliminally picks so my siblings and my mom like it.
Well, and that's kind of literally it. I think your draft out of all of the drafts so far is like the feel good draft. Like, you have what? Mm-hmm. Home Alone.
Yeah.
Christmas Story.
Klaus.
Yeah.
And
How the Grinch
Arthur,
Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas yeah. and Arthur. That's like, that's the feel-good one, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Not a lot of zags in there. Maybe that last one, according to Jake. Which, speaking of Jake.
Arthur. I don't know. maybe this is my zag, because I knew no one was going to pick this. But I'm a sucker for this this world in these holiday specials.
Yes.
And I'm going with
I know it.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, or the
Charlie
Brown Christmas.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be something else.
I think
it
too.
I'm going with
that
it's,
is
okay. It's great.
That's
I just good. Watched it again last night.
I saw.
Lucy, screw Lucy. Lucy's awful. I am so sick of that woman. Toxic every year, every season, doesn't matter. I mean, it's not in this one, but let my man kick that football. Okay? I'm still not over that.
Charlie Brown.
I don't know if you guys know this. Charles Schultz, his family lives in Alpine.
What?
Yeah, I've pretty close to where I live. And if you drive up there, they have a Lucy statue and a Snoopy statue out front. Like, a really cool.
Do you know who needs their flowers is Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her as a character, her flip-flops and always calling him sir.
Sir, yeah.
So, just, yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have a Thanksgiving with like toast, popcorn, and jelly beans.
That seems like a pretty easy Thanksgiving to have.
Yeah, on like on a tennis table, like a friend Thanksgiving, like that'd be kind of fun. But like low key, still bring like real food because I like I need meat. Oh, and Smith. I mean, I thought
you were gonna pick Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special for some reason. Nice. I don't know why, honestly.
It's on my list, but I don't know if I wanted to put it as high. Yeah. It's fun.
I didn't love it though.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack. You're ending.
I really have no idea right now.
We should do.
Well, do we want to go one?
I have a handful of very questionable picks.
Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Like I'm completely out of my. I think these are good Christmas movies now.
Oh, I got more.
Same. I guess I'm out of all the ones that I feel like I rewatch all the time.
That makes sense.
And that I care about. Yeah. So to me, I feel like I'm just picking random things now. I'm gonna go with. Home Alone 2?
What? Wow!
All Alone in New York City.
All Alone in New York? Question mark?
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Not a bad one. Sure. Honestly, there are worse picks.
Home Alone 2 probably is my favorite gag.
Oh, the skeleton?
Yes, the skeleton and the brick. The skeleton, for some reason, as a kid, I remember just like crying, laughing. Just like, I don't know why.
It's also, where he turns on the movie and they all think that he's really going to shoot at them and he jumps to
Jim Curry.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider, really young Rob Schneider.
Donald Trump camp.
Yeah. Everybody asks him.
He asks him, like, where the lobby's at. And he's like, yeah, turn. Like, I don't know.
I don't even think he says anything. I think he just points.
I know. I think he has a line. I don't know.
He probably only took it to Home Alone.
I'm regretting that pick already, but it's fine.
Oh no, did you Google others?
No, I still have more on my list. There was like two or three that I was trying to go back and forth between.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just felt like I was taking too long, so I just picked one.
So we will end with Jack. Oh, wait, so we will come here, and then we'll go back down, so we'll all have seven picks.
So Jack won't do two.
So I need to do one more then.
So we're going to seven, so we have two more picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Okay. Awesome.
So I need to... Wait, so I'm going again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back down and I get one more pick after all of that?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. All right.
And if we're beating a dead horse with this, who cares? Enjoy it.
Well, then let's do... While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, gosh.
What?
I have never seen it.
A little love story.
So
I feel like I'm trying to just get as wide of a net as possible right now, hoping that I can catch enough random votes to get in.
But I think Becky's gonna get the crowd with Love Actually. Jake.
Yeah. I don't know.
What would you like?
I know I'm gonna save this other one for my last. So I know no one's gonna pick it. Okay. But I think this one's gonna help me pull in a bigger audience. I'm actually quite shocked no one's actually even chose it.
I regret both of those decisions.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised no one chose this
one. Please don't take
what I think. But it was actually on while I was getting my hair cut too, and I was But I don't. It's fun. The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tim Allen, man.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's fun. Love Bernard. Shout out to Bernard and Oppenheimer this year.
Yeah, really
great. Yeah. That was a nice
surprise. Started from the toy shop, and now he's making bombs.
Absolutely. Bomb drops just in the unjust. And
yeah.
It's a great scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. Okay, so I'm excited to take this one, because I do kind of think that this one is like a great... holiday classic, and for me, it's the best of those like stop motion Christmas movies, and it is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm.
Yeah,
cute.
I should have just stuck to that track.
Jack is kicking himself.
I'm really all over the place right now.
Welcome to where the doubt starts.
But also, I knew that was gonna happen anyways. I was like, I'm fine with my first two picks. And then from there, I assumed all the ones that I really cared about would be gone, which was true.
Okay. Bibby, you get two picks. What would your two picks like to be?
Okay, first one is going to be Harry Potter and the Philosophical Stone.
Dang it! Yeah, that's such a good one. Gosh dang it! Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. What a good
one. Oh, it's that one. I called it the Philosophical Stone. I mean, okay, rough.
Yeah, for all our UK listeners.
Philosopher's
Stone.
Merry Christmas, Ron.
Not me. And it's Happy Christmas, not Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Playing chess.
Yeah, they always were. Okay, good pick. Gosh dang it. All right, you get
and
one
then
more.
One more.
Your last one.
Last one. Well. In Bruges.
I should have taken it.
In Bruges.
Did you have that on your list? Uh-huh. Oh.
It was one of the ones where I was like, I'm going to take it like last.
Yeah.
Because it's very questionably.
Very questionably
debatably
Christmas.
Debatably Christmas
for
not. For sure. But it does happen over Christmas.
It does. It's literally the holidays that they're spending together.
What is this?
In Bruges. Martin McDonagh.
What a great choice. Becky, I'm not lying when I think you might actually win.
I love that I'm making everyone vote for Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah. Like, they're going to vote for everything else, and that one's just snuck in there.
All you sickos.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Please enjoy.
Yeah, all you sickos, enjoy Eyes Wide Shut. I actually was planning to watch it for the draft so that I could see it and see if I actually wanted to pick it.
Or not. You've never seen it?
No, never seen it. Never
Are
seen
we watching it after this?
Watch it before the new year. I also tentatively
In Bruges?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut.
Not my favorite.
No, I would say we should watch in Bruges.
Oh. So I am at 184 movies that I've watched this year. Now that doesn't include like rewatches of those movies and stuff. I'm really at around 205, but I'd like to get to at least 200, maybe plus. Individual movies watched, around 230 sit down to watch a movie's total, and that is one of them I want to get to, is Eyes Wide Shut before the year ends.
Love it.
Okay. So, alright, now it comes back to me. This is the time, gosh, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, I totally forgot that it does take place during Christmas, and I think I even joked about it last week on the pod.
Did you?
Yeah, with Tanner, I'm pretty sure that I mentioned it. So, if I'm going to pick one, I should pick The Apartment. No, I'm just kidding. That's a great
movie. That is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie, though.
I have two on here that I wouldn't be surprised if you picked either of these, and I would be surprised if you didn't pick either of these.
Well, I'm actually going to pick this one because this is what I believe to be one of the most underrated of this comic book characters' films, and that is Batman Returns.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Batman Returns, that is a true zag for my entire list. We were going to read it like, hold on, Christmas Story. Wow, okay, great.
But Batman, it's you. Returns. That's you. That's very you.
Yeah, I need that zag for that last pick. Mm-hmm. Shouts out Zag, by the way, are making those videos with you guys. That was fun.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that after a year and a half, they finally let me do these videos.
Really excited for them to listen to this podcast.
They're not. They performed great though, and now they trust us at Zach.
Yeah, we're making
more videos now. Like,
they immediately called us back in and they're like, "Hey, we got projects for you."
Love it.
They were like, "We after the success of the Home Alone, like we've had these ideas," and they said we're gonna take the handcuffs off and let you do more comedy stuff because we been wanting to kind of do something like this, and we knew just the guys that could do it well after these. Yeah, you know, we saw these. So
love it.
Dollar Shave Club is what's coming next. Something like
love
that.
Love it.
So
we're to throw back to where me and Kamiko met, we're making essentially one of those commercials.
Which one?
The company that shall not be named.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, great.
Voldemort of the workplace. we're making commercials like that again.
Just sick. Cringy
better. No, yeah. But better.
Honestly, just a nicer work day as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be better. Then again, I won't be surprised if you get shut down or something. I don't know. All right, moving on. No one chose what I thought, which is good for me. I don't think many people have seen this movie. I think it's hilarious. It's another spinoff of A Christmas Carol, and it's got one of my favorite actors in it. It's 80s, I'm pretty sure it's 80s. That's Scrooge.
Scrooged, yeah.
Bill Murray. Really funny. And honestly, when I was a young kid, I saw Christmas Vacation in Scrooge at a very young age. Probably shouldn't have. Shout out to my dad.
We love your dad.
These were like my top two favorite movies, and obviously Christmas Vacation is still up there. Scrooge is, after watching a few times, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It's funny, though. It's really, Bill Murray makes that movie, of course, because it's
Bill Murray. Of course, because it's,
But fun watch, funny name. I think Scrooge, Scrooge is clever.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, yeah. Good luck, Jack.
Okay, last pick.
I feel like I've driven my draft right into the ground with that last picks for me. So let's just drive it farther into the ground with the Polar Express as my final pick in this draft.
I knew that was going to come back around.
Hey, yo, shouts out, though, to the Heber Creeper for letting us film the showdown videos and winning the competition. So, sure.
I gotta take it for my sister. Gotta take it for the tradition. Take it for the memes.
Okay, super surprised no one chose Edward Scissorhands.
Apparently I'm a foamer.
Edward Scissorhands, I did see that one, and I thought about it. But...
And Little Women. Like, not surprised y'all didn't choose that one, but
three dudes.
I've never seen this movie, but I don't know if it's. I know there's a Christmas thing in it, but Mean Girls.
They have one dance number
where they do it, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Rip them.
That one's a big no on the Christmas movie.
Okay.
So the draft is done. Mm-hmm. Becky, which films did you pick?
I chose Elf, Love Actually, Gremlins, Eyes Wide Shut, Jingle All the Way, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and In Bruges.
I picked Home Alone, A Christmas Story, Klaus, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Arthur's Perfect Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Batman Returns.
That's like an actual Christmas list. Mine is like masquerading as a Christmas list.
Honestly, I think Becky's is pretty solid.
It is. Yeah. You've got a lot in there.
I chose Christmas Vacation, The Nightmare Before Christmas, A Christmas Carol, specifically the Jim Carrey one, It's a Wonderful Life, Charlie Brown Christmas, The Santa Claus, and Scrooged.
Okay. And I took...
Jack has to read this out loud now.
I took The Holdovers, Die Hard, Frosty the Snowman, The Muppet Christmas Carol,
that good one.
Home Alone 2, While You Were Sleeping, and Polar Express.
Incredible.
Truly a wonderful time for the movies. A wonderful time in the year also to like kind of remember some of these that sometimes we don't think of as Christmas movies, but certainly... have the holiday cheer. We are your cheermeisters this year. That was take 266. Next take, I gotta double check what we're talking about, but I believe we're talking about like Poor Things and like probably a bunch of other movies. Next take, we're talking about Aquaman 2, The Iron Claw, probably Poor Things. We're gonna do an end of the year rewatch, and then January 8th is our top 10 first time watches and new releases. So, thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Becky, for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We love you and wish you could be here. Wish I could meet you finally.
Yeah, TC?
I'm sorry I didn't take you to -1. I know you wanted us to take you to Godzilla. And I'm going to take you to something. Just let me know. I'll take you to a movie.
Except for when we're editing and we're locked in.
We were having a great editing day. So if that's worth anything to you.
Okay. And as always... stay so sweet.
Sweet!